Merci.
Thank you, Chair. I think Ms. Okawa's concern is due to the fact that in the definition we give in the draft guideline, therein we cover the disputes either on a point of law or on a point of fact. And here we appear to be saying that the guideline 2 is only on the dispute on a point of law. So a solution could be, therefore, to say in paragraph 27,
un désaccord,
a disagreement on a point of fact will only amount to a legal dispute within the meaning of the current draft guideline, if, etc. So within the meaning of the current guideline would be the addition, with us not covering the disputes that are purely factual, that have no link with an international law point. But if we were to cover purely factual disputes, we probably have to review paragraph 27. My understanding was that we were not covering the disputes that are purely factual in nature.